Grace Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Down in time. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Wristwatch by Wednesday. That felt like a tongue twister for a second. I had to like think about what I was saying. And then before that, it was Jackie Down the Line by Fontaines DC. And then all the way before that, it was This Must Be the Place by The Talking Heads. I think one of my favorite live recordings of a song ever, like actually ever. I think it's amazing. It's been on repeat for weeks. I don't know, like I'm at a loss for words about how much I really like that song. Because like the original is really good, but something about like the live one, you can feel the like energy from it, that it's like super cool. Anyway, what I have up next is Idaho by Slow Pulp. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was It Is What It Is by Blood Orange, Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter, Dream Police by McGee, and Idaho by Slow Pulp. What I have up next is Never Ending Math Equation by Sunkill Moon, and then Can't Kill a Cowboy by The Wiz Canaught. I hope you guys enjoy.
Sure where you stand, you ain't machine, and you ain't land. feel so old, I don't really feel anything. On a plane, I can see the tiny lights below. And oh my God, they look so alone, I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I gotta move. Where do you move, where are you moving from? Works on a math equation I never, ever, ever even infinite spirals out of creation. On the tip of its tongue is a final. We ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machine, and you ain't land. The plants and the animals, they are land. The plants and the animals eat each other.
In the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune into Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Double dutch, lemon lime. Jessica.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed by Cameron Winter. Before that, it was Randy Quaid by Desert Shore. And then Can't Kill a Cowboy. And then Never Ending Math Equation by Sun Kill Moon. What I have up next is Any Light by Loving. Feeling Lovely by Conan Moccasin and Dev Hines. And then finally I have Alien Love Call by Turnstile, but it's also like the remix one with Bad Bad Not Good and Blood Orange. Kind of a Blood Orange centered episode, kind of crazy. Didn't mean to, it just happened. But I do think Dev Hines is like an insane producer, and you can sort of tell the like quality of his or their work. Like, it's insane. I do like that there's a consistent sound across all the music that he produces. I think that's really neat. You can sort of tell. I think he did some stuff for, was it Solange as well? Been around for a long time, which, crazy. Yeah, it was Solange. I think it was Losing You that he helped produce, along with some of the songs off her 2012 album True. I'm pretty sure he also helped produce. I'm somehow sick again, so I'm hoping that you can't really tell, or it sounds like really beautiful and like alluring and awesome, because I lost my voice on Friday and then it was fine on Saturday, and now it's like sort of like, oh, I sound sickly, which is awesome, of course. Presentations this week and such, and of course I'm losing my voice, but that's okay. I'm gonna stop complaining about being sick once again, and let the music take it away. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Alien Love Call by Turnstile, but it's like a remix, or I guess, yeah, it's what you'd call it, with Bad Bad Not Good and Blood Orange. And then before that, it was Feeling Lovely by Conan Moccasin featuring Dev Hynes. And then all the way before that, it was Any Light by Loving. I have one song left today because, like always, 2 hours flies by so fast when you're playing fun, awesome, hopefully music that everyone likes. So the last song I have is Trapdoor by Stars. I think they're going on tour with Broken Social Scene. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're going on tour. Yeah, it's Metric, Broken Social Scene, and Stars. But, like, all Canadian. But they only have one Canadian date, which is actually insane. Because, like, hey, Canada's kind of, like, winning right now. Like, people love Canada after Heated Rivalry. Like, everyone wants to be Canadian. They want to take it and, like, be us. And yet, three Canadian bands doing a tour, and they don't play more than one Canadian date? What? That's crazy. Actually crazy. It's only Toronto, which, like, is really upsetting, because I'm sure there's people in Vancouver who would love to hear them. To me, Broken Social Scene feels very, like, West Coast, and like all of them sort of feel West Coast. Like, if Broken Social Scene wasn't Canadian, I know they're from Montreal, I'm pretty sure, but if they weren't Canadian, they'd be from Seattle. Like, that's what it feels like to me. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I do believe that, like, spiritually they're from Seattle. I think it's because of, like, the postal service and stuff. They're very, like, grouped in my mind. Oh, they're from Toronto. So if they weren't from Toronto, they'd be from Seattle in my brain. A lot of them would be. Like, unless they're from, like, Montreal, then it's like, oh yeah, like, you are from Montreal. But a lot of the time it's trying to sound like something in Seattle. Anyway, I've gotten totally off topic and off track. I'm gonna let the last song play, and it's Trapdoor by Stars. I will be back next Monday, 8 to 10 a.m. If you want to hear more of my alluring presence and voice and such, you can also tune in Wednesdays at 4 p.m. for my show, I'll Try Anything Once, where hopefully I'll have a less sickly sounding voice by then. That's it for me. I hope you guys enjoy and have a fantastic week, and hopefully this started your week off right. Here's Trapdoor by Stars. Late. Yeah, my name was on the list.
said I had to wait. Kids in VIP are all looking for a family. Their teeth are made of gold, but their wallets are empty. So step to the right, don't give up the fight. Yeah, we're standing in the dark, but we're looking for the light.